madero shinyumba, guys. So mandine kunku. Mm-hmm. So it's hectic out here, but you know, we come to work, we show up, we deliver, we come through always. Forever and a day, wazala. That is what we said, Mose, forever and a day. When we came to work, we said, we told Tata Walenga, me, I can work under pressure. This is now the pressure that we put on our CVs. This one is the pressure that we put on our CVs. Capable of delivering even under pressure. Whoa! Hey, it is us. We put the things on our CV and now we have to execute them. Especially in this hot heat. Hot heat, yeah, I get it. I understand the English is not Englishing tonight also. But in this heat, in the midst of the heat that is not even damp, it's not moist, it's just giving that dry, I'm not nice, I'm a 2000 kind of vibes. Because if it was a 1990 something, it would be nicer. But we don't judge. Apparently we listen and we don't judge. I think we should play that game. We should play that game here, where I say we listen and we don't judge, and then you give me a confession, and then I don't judge, but then on the other side here, I'm judging hardcore, but you can't see my face because I'm on the other side, and then you there, you are pouring out your heart, and I'm like, okay, we listen and we don't judge. Hey, maybe we should play that one. But let's wait for Wednesday. So, good evening, beloveds. My name is The Matriarch, and in the weekend, I'm known as Elizabeth, but we're not talking about her. We're talking about the matriarch. I'm queen mother of the tribe. The aim and objective of our conversations here, ladies and gentlemen, is to address the elephant in the room, because the elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it does not exist. So we address the elephant. The elephant could be somebody's ill health. The elephant could be collapsing twice. The elephant could be how to find joy. The elephant could be anything, you know. It could be anything. It could be people's remains coming from all the other countries to be buried, you know, there in Pretoria. It could be anything. It could be Onkuntana. It could be anything, guys. It could be any elephant that you want to dissect also. It could even be the elephant that is now in your backyard, destroying your field before your field can even start fielding. It is destroying it. It could be the time that we were all waiting for elephants to do number two so that we can take their tank and then we can sizimika ourselves to get rid of COVID. It could be that one also. It could be our lungs after that. It could be anything. It's an elephant, guys. An elephant has a lot of meat, for starters, and apparently it's a delicacy. Eh, so says Snow. Apparently it's a delicacy. Apparently umnandi so. Apparently she nyenye. Apparently oshitoe. Apparently utova. How do they say it in is it Greek? Utowi. Is it Greek or is it Nyemba, that one? Eh, but they say utowi. I don't know now. There, my Lozi brothers and my Subia brothers and sisters, they are like waiting for me to drop that one. I only know Inkoko. I only know that one. And Hanti. Only. Eh, but I will learn. As long as I'm here, I will learn. You guys must come and teach me also. So ladies and gentlemen, today is Toch the 9th, ne? And we are 9ing and we are going into the 10th. Now, if you guys know what is happening tomorrow, you guys must come and let me know what is happening tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll just look at you guys like, so you guys are living in a world and you don't know what tomorrow represents. You guys know AIDS Day, but you don't know tomorrow, 10th of December. You don't know 10th of December, but you know other days. Hey, World Cancer Day, World Mental Health Day, but you guys don't know the 10th of December. Okay. I'm just asking. But in the spirit of the festive season, I believe that we are going to be talking about nice conversations this December, because we have gone through a lot this year, but I feel like we say that all the time. I feel like every December, we come back and we say, oh, we've gone through a lot. When is it ever a time where we come through and we say, no, I didn't go through anything. In actual fact, I just slept my way through 2024 and it was nothing. I'm gonna just start over in 2025. Nobody ever says that. Everybody just says, we've gone through a lot. Was there ever a year that you didn't go through a lot? Eh? Was there ever? I'm just asking. I'm asking. So we are talking about habits of happiness. Habits to find you happiness. Now you are thinking, hey, matriarch, you, it's easy for you to come through and talk these conversations. No. Mm-mm-hmm. It's not like that. It's not easy for me to just come through and talk. Let's be happy. Let's be happy. Because people ask me a lot, do you ever get angry? Do you ever get upset? I cry all the time on radio. I'm like known as the crybaby of Eagle FM radio. Eh? I cry. I speak my feelings here. I'm always emotional. Eh? Always. Forever emotional. It's like a part of my character. It's part of my personality. It's who I am. Hey, you can't change me no matter what. I'm joking, guys. I'm also working on it. But I've realized that in this time, in as much as we say we are sitting at Oshoto and Poshinyanga on weekdays from 9 o'clock, you know, until midnight. We're sitting here and we are expressing ourselves. We are talking. We are laughing. We are shouting. We are angry. We are slamming off phones, cutting phones. We are doing the most here on Pulling Heartstrings. And in as much as we can say that, yo, it's just a radio show. For me, it has been therapeutic. It has been therapeutic. It has been awakening. It has been loving. It has been disastrous. It has been everything. It has been a roller coaster of emotions that I would not trade for the world. There's never a day that I leave studio and I say, I could have done that better. No. Every day is my best day. Even my worst days are my best days. I'm like, yes. Tomorrow we'll just go and rectify whatever we said wrong. Not that there ever is. I told you guys, Mosa, I have Mosa, that cat disease. I don't like to say sorry. It's just a, how do we, I'm so sorry. I don't like to say sorry, and that is why I don't like to do mistakes. So I try my level best to always be on the right side of things, on the right side of the law, on the right side of the line, on the right side of the bed, on the right side of the studio, on the right side. I like to be on the right side because I find it very difficult to say sorry. So prevention is better than cure. I don't want to cure, because the only cure is saying sorry. And now this sorry is very difficult for Mother Terrorist. I know, apparently we must work on it and stuff, but I found was now a loophole within the system. If you don't do anything wrong, then you never need to say sorry. And even if you have to say sorry for doing something wrong, it is never catastrophic. It is never terrible. It is never beyond measure. It is never enough to throw anybody off the bandwagon. We're always just rolling and cruising. It's just there. It's the bare minimum. It's kancane. It's small. Katiti. Yeah? There's somebody that is, when they heard katiti, ne? They're like, oh, don't say that name, man. Yeah? The traffic. Don't say that name. There's nobody that is more famous than Officer Katiti. Officer Katiti of City of Windhoek. Hey, there's no cab that you will get into that doesn't know Officer Katiti. Hey, even if you hear them voice noting on their groups, better they have taxi driver union groups. It's just Katiti's that side. Katiti's that side. Katiti. I'm like, I know who's this Katiti. When I saw Officer Katiti, I was like, I get it. I understand. Kucha Katiti don't leave you. This other one said, Katiti will not see the gates of heaven, that one. I'm like, he doesn't need to see the gates of heaven. He just has to go through them. He can even be blindfolded. Yeah? It's not like he's doing anything wrong. He's just doing his job to the maximum. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about finding a 9 habits within yourself, you know, to find joy, to find happiness, to be happy, to be in a better space, just because. Because there is no harm in trying. There is no harm in us trying to make ourselves happy. There is no harm in us experimenting on things that are said to have worked. There is no harm in us talking about it. There is no harm in us, right? Just exuding the message to whoever needs to hear it. Because we never know who is on the other side. We never know who is on the other side and what they are going through. That's why we encourage, be kind, be frank, be direct, be conscious, be mindful, be demure. We encourage this because, hey, we don't know people's struggles. If we knew people's struggles, some of us would walk away in shame and say, Kujan, these problems that I'm having is not, it's not real problems, this one. It's just a problem for people that are being petty or whatever. But you are important. Your emotions matter. You matter. You are an important member of the matriarch's conglomerate. You matter no matter how old you are, no matter where you are, no matter what level of education, no matter what ethnicity, creed, sexuality, whatever. As long as you are part of the clan, as long as you're part of the Eagle FM clan, you matter. You matter. Your emotions matter. Your opinions matter. Your views matter. Your facts matter. Everything about you matter. Your existence, my friend, it matters. If nobody gave you a sense of motivation and gloating abilities today, let Mother Dearest be the one. Kucha, hey, you umnanti, you nice man, you the badass man. You over holy sharp man. Yay. Just the fact that you are here alone, I know that your capabilities. Hey. You cannot match. And I can tell you today that you go into conversations and then you're like, yeah, but this one. Hey. That the whole time, I go through life sneezing. It's just hachu, hachu. Apart from ekunku, shinyumper, ferkawa. Apart from that happening right now, I go through my life sneezing and just, feeling that nostalgic feeling and deja vus. And I go through life like this, and it's a normal thing for me because you guys are out there and we are talking about the things that we are talking about here. These are conversation starters. These are conversation openers. These are things that we are going through, and sadness is one of them. Many of us are sad. Why are we sad? Because we don't know how to be happy. We don't know how to be happy because there's no guidebook. Nobody has released a book that said, okay guys, so I went to all the chapels and all the makers and all the everybody's, and these are the steps to finding happiness. Nobody has come up with that one. And right now, the internet is a buzz with everything and anything under the sun. It is there. If you want to look for ways to turn your eye purple, brah, you can find it. You can find it. It's called a contact lens. You can find it. Yeah? The internet is there for us, and it is doing the most. So today, we just want to be happy. We just want to share our joy and our blissfulness. So if you've got good news today, you passed, or you are hopeful even, or you just feel great, or you are in a better space, or you are excited about something, please. I want to share your joy. I want to bounce off of your energy. Come through and say, oh, matriarch, I'm just happy I'm alive today. Ooh, girl, I'm just happy I'm alive. Hey, I'm just happy I'm out here. I'm just happy I've got a job. I'm just happy I've got a degree. I'm just happy I've got my farm. I'm just happy I've got my communal land. I'm just happy I have a humboranje. I'm happy about my two goats. I'm happy about my one chicken that I got today. Matriarch, I'm happy I ate. Yeah, the attitude of gratitude, right, is important, because if we cannot be grateful for what we have, then how are we going to be grateful for the things that we want later? Yeah, if we cannot be grateful for this our aircon that we are sitting in, then how are we going to be grateful for the skyscraper that is going to be built? How? We will never. So we have to be grateful for where we are, because remember that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right? You were praying for this very spot that you are in. I remember, I know I've been saying, hey, a lot lately, but it's like, nay, it's like, oh, it's a bad habit, but you know, Mother Dearest will change, I'll change. If it is irritating you, I'll change for you. I want this to be a smooth transition. I want us to be in alignment. I want it to be nice when you're listening to me. I cannot be, hey. No, it's not good. For whoever said that it's not good. So, imagine this. A couple of years ago, you were praying for, wishing for, hoping for, wanting the things that you have right now. Just imagine that. Could I? Oh, if I could just get a Samsung phone, nah. If I could just get a touch screen, nah. If I could just get Olavio, nah. Eh? And then now you have it. And the thing is that when you get the things, you are happy about it for 2 seconds and then you're over it. But can we pay homage? Can we acknowledge the things that we have right now that we imagined to want to have in the future, and now we are here. We have it. Eh? Have you ever wanted to be in a better space emotionally? So bad that you are basically just in this sinking ship and it's drowning and it's drowning and it's drowning and it's drowning and it's drowning, and you're watching the water come in and you don't know what to do. And now you don't even remember how it feels to be in a sinking ship anymore. You don't know how it feels to be in a place of darkness anymore. And you are here now. Yeah? Can we say hello?
Good evening, darling.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Boo Boo.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted from what? You're unemployed. What are you exhausted about, huh? Hi, baby.
I'm fine.
Are you fine? What are you happy for?
Things
like what, my dear Ndafa? Don't be complicated. Just tell us. You're happy you went to school? Did you go to school? For what? Faturu Raine. For chips. Chips, ah?
What?
What is it? I'm going to go to
Pick or Shuambo, apparently.
Oh, my. Shashiro, my ten, Shashiro, my ten, Shashiro, my ten, is me. Speak or Shuambo, telling her the whole day from January. Now in December, Auntie just wants to speak English. I'm being care. What in the one, you give us, she can care. Yendafa? Kwa yano? O anyanyu kwa? O anyanyu kirashikan?
Memompangi?
Meme huyo mpangi? My dear, congratulations! Kana koko mpangi amba? Oka babi kiko mpangi nani? Yeah?
Meme Aina.
Meme Aina, umpangi? Tashito ulimo nao, ha? Ta, umang banana no chips, ha, pekempo, no?
Every time Dafa sees me in uniform, mother, ne?
Eh-heh.
Always sick.
She's always sick, eh? Because you guys must play doctor, anweke. Anweke, oh? Onto toto karanga peterere tweterere u tiu bambu ya toto turoka drepa ke tutrapoka solo tipa waruka nengkero ate onto u motivate unona ora u motelo shane ashi avi varanga one. I'm telling you, in 20 years time, don't be surprised if she tells you she wants to be a nurse.
Okay.
Because children are fascinated with the things that you do. You still have the energy to take care of her, and you still have the energy to follow a profession. She's proud of you. What's that? Is emotional air? Is emotional air? Did the results come in English?
Yeah.
What had happened?
At least I'm not repeating. I'm just going to finish one of my notebooks that I did not finish. That's why today I spend almost the whole day studying in surgical ward.
In surgical ward, look at you. And to imagine that I met you when you were in high school, and now you're telling me surgical ward. I brought these kids through school, man, with my mouth alone, guys. Hoza. Surgical word. Tan tan dan to tan figi mu conti. Hoza. Doctor must put in their own cannula. Hoza.
Spending from money, hoping. I have been like that.
Don't worry. Yeah. It's part of the job. It is rewarding.
Yeah.
It is rewarding. Don't worry. It is rewarding, definitely. Sorry, Maria Iwana, but it is rewarding.
Okay.
When you don't have other expenses. It's rewarding. So what are you grateful for, Aina?
I'm just grateful for the gift of life. And today, I think I don't fear death. Today, early evening, it started raining. Just Marane, it's not like Ombola Tiroko, they be any name, or this is the kind of rain, you know? And then Ane.
Is that how you speak at work?
No.
Oh, okay, then speak like you're at work. And then Ane, then Vura, it did come. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, and then Ane, when the rain stopped, I told one of my colleagues, which I think to be a good day, just that when I'm going to pop up, I'm already exhausted. Just when I'm there, I was about to do wound dressing. And then, boom, it is enlightening. Kafara. It's like on zero, my dear. And then, when the thunderstorm. And then, just after there are 15 minutes for me to go outside, the maternity palm tree takapi. And I'm like, I'm traumatized. I even want to go home.
But you should just go to psychiatric. They'll give you something to calm down.
Everyone is just full. Even the registered nurse is full.
And then it just burned and burned and then burned. Did you guys call? Is there a fire brigade that side?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys called fire brigade. But those are things that happen once. It's just part of life. So you're just happy to be alive?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something. 4 years ago, what were your prayers like?
4 years ago, what were my prayers like?
Yes. What were you praying for? What were you praying for 4 years ago?
I was just praying to finish school and also for me to start working before my grandma dies. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
That's it.
So you just wanted to jump, like you finish school and then you start working.
Yeah.
You finish high school and then you start working.
Yes.
How?
No, go to varsity was.
Oh, okay. So like, I'm like, how? Okay. So 4 years ago. Were you not hoping to get into varsity?
Was I not hoping to get into varsity?
Yeah, were you not hoping to be accepted?
I was. And could can I say that was also part of my prayer?
Yeah. I want to know everything. What we are doing today is we are having an attitude of gratitude, while we are also going to follow a few habits of happiness, few habits that we can do that generate happiness, right? That is the general perspective of our conversation. But we are starting with gratitude. Now, my standpoint is that many of us are living the lives that we prayed for, we hoped for, we wished for, we wrote down, we put it on our list, we put it on our vision boards 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, even a year ago, even a couple of months ago. We are in the presence of the things that we have always wanted, or we wanted in a certain time in our lives. And now I want us to acknowledge those things, because I don't think many of us acknowledge where we actually are and how fortunate we are to be where we are. Mm-hmm. So if we put it on paper, mm-hmm. because I can guarantee that you, as Aina, your plan was not just, oh, I want to finish school and start working before my grandmother dies. No. It was, oh my goodness, I hope I pass grade 11. Oh my goodness, I hope I do my grade 12. Oh, I hope I get into the varsity. Oh, I hope I pass first year. Oh, I hope my things are not behind. I want us to look at those things that we prayed for.
And then you should start acknowledging them.
And we acknowledge them. Yes. I want us to acknowledge them for us to realize how many they are. Because when we put them on paper right now, it's only three things that are on your list. But in 4 years, do you mean to say that the only things that were on your list is just those three things in 4 years?
No.
Yeah.
If I were to go back in time, mm-hmm. 4 years ago,
yeah,
I used to pray for me to pass, mm-hmm. for me not to. Because for me not to be a failure, yes. I don't know how I'm passing, mm-hmm. but I'm
let me just not fail. I don't care about distinctions. I just wanna make it.
I think failing is not within my DNA, not within my DNA either.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to break the chain.
Yeah.
And also for me to go to varsity,
mm-hmm.
also. Oh yeah, before I went to varsity, I didn't know what I wanted to do in life, actually.
Yeah.
But as time goes on, I realized that, you do these goals. And then because doing nursing, I thought of it. I just didn't want to go to varsity and start changing courses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the end of the day, I was graduate after 10 years being in varsity.
Yes.
I didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And also praying for my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
To be alive, and also for her to witness me progressing in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and also for her, either I get a job, I did not get a job, at least she's just part of my life, and at least she's watched me grow. It's a privilege, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm collecting
things. Friends. Friends, places, what else?
With a friend, I have one friend that, mm-hmm. yeah, she's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
With the place that I am right now, mm-hmm. With the place that I am right now in terms of life and engagement generally.
My dear, put it wherever you want to put it. The conversation is driven by you. Which part of your life do you want to talk about?
It's where I am currently.
Okay.
I am happy where I am. Mm-hmm.
You moved a little bit. You are happy where you are.
Yeah, although it's tired sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like adulthood is tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's how I perceive it right now. Maybe it's because I'm aging too.
Mm-hmm.
How do I think?
But just in this moment, right? I want us to acknowledge the fact that many of the dreams that we've had that were achieved, we don't even remember.
Many dreams that we had.
Yeah, that were achieved. I'm not talking about, yes.
But, okay. But I don't remember.
You don't remember wanting something. Wanting something, and then you wanted it so bad, and then one day it appeared, it came. May I can tell you one thing that we have even said here on air. Starting January. But then now, when I'm saying let's count our blessings, that one is not there. Apparently, it's just school, money, work. You dasa. Must it be taken away for us to know that it's very important?
Thank you for refreshing my memory.
Because as we have records, and if you guys are playing with me, I will put all of us on blast here. There's a guy called Jax here at work. He can just put all the things that you guys have said on my shows for them to just play for 10 hours. So that you guys remember. This is a diary entry, my dear. We talk our things here.
Yeah, diary every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So?
No.
I remember, you know, my New Year resolution, mother. I just want mother to this year. I just let me tell you some of the things that you have achieved.
Okay.
In the beginning of the year, that you said that you want a stable, consistent relationship.
Yes.
And you have gotten that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have gotten that one. You said you want to be doing well in school, where you are not failing, you are not falling behind, and you are up to standard with your things, even if they are hard. And by December, you have achieved that one.
Mm-hmm.
You said that, what else did you say? You said that you want to be more active in the things around your community.
Yes.
And you have achieved that one. You even went to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You even went to vote. You read the manifesto. You understood the assignment.
Yes.
Very proud of you. Very, very proud of you. Uh-huh. What else did you say? You want to...
Didn't I talk about my grandmother?
My dear, your grandmother is the foundation of who you are.
Okay.
The foundation of who you are in everything that you do, because you want to be in a solid relationship so that one day you can get married, so that one day your grandmother can see this, so that your grandmother can experience your children. You want to work so that your grandmother can enjoy the fruit of your labor. You want to be a good person so that your grandmother can see how you have grown and how she has tekurad you. You want to learn and understand new things that are outside of you so that your grandmother can be proud of the woman that you're becoming. You want to have a side hustle. That side hustle, I don't know what happened this year. But I'm guessing school happened this year. There's not really much of a side hustle, but it is also good to know that there is $4,500 in your account that is saved up for your trip, to Zambia when you're going to go to Livingston.
Yes, yes,
so far.
Yes.
So are those not achievements?
They are achievements.
My dear. Even you are smiling, which are the achievements, man. Yeah? I even read newspapers now. I care about politics a little bit. It's true.
When I started reading the manifesto, I find interesting in politics.
You're like, it's nice, Anani. My dear. Hey.
What are the achievements, and does I have to acknowledge?
Yeah, you have to acknowledge the fact that you used to want these things and now they are here.
Yeah, happening.
Here, they are happening.
You cannot see it. It will just be too late for you to, and then you'll remember, oh, I wanted that. I got it. Now it's gone or something.
Hey. So why don't we value the things that we do have? Because if my dear, I think it was how many months? Better for 5 months. Every time you come here, when I get someone, when I get in a relationship, when I am in a relationship, when I'm a married woman, my dear. And now that you're in a stable relationship, it's like you don't even count it. It's something that you used to talk about on radio.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So it is the attitude of gratitude for the things that we wanted that we have achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Masakero, they became minimal. Hey, we don't hear Ndakasaka anymore by there, because school is a priority, because our plans don't involve us sitting in lollipop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say female now.
So, what's that? So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the things that we've always wanted, that when we wanted them, we were so desperate for them. And when we got them, we discarded them. It's like you wanting ice cream so badly. You go to the shop, you buy the ice cream, right? And when you buy the ice cream melts in your hand because you're not eating it, because it's no longer a priority. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are practicing the attitude of gratitude. Now, if you would like to come through, please do. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
It's Nashko, please, talking to you. What is the program for today?
Today we are being grateful. Today, ohatu pandura.
Yeah.
Yeah, what to panduri ni manji tu itu akara, they pay for doing na. Hey, atuta mekene ni ni manji tu itu akara, tu itu akara shike. Pay for shito shi mono atu panduranga. Are we grateful? Tati nash control, okwali akara, gande nda akara na na kuhoka na pomhori ke wanji. Pay for shi wen hoka na pone, o shiri ya shi popi wa akara, shiri, o shafe. Nare, nare aku tu. Oh, om hori ke wanji shande hombor. Apone om hori ke wanji, om hori ke wanji. Pefe ne shiri membo ke rugo. Oh, shit. Ia popi wa enoku popi. Meme ngiko kweri ho. Ngika?
Wende kutiongi ni?
Ia.
Tati nga atu kutu mo shuambo.
Ia.
Mo shuambo, odoe ya kare turu, tu shizo, yevare wama.
Mm-hmm, Tweriyama.
Nandono, nandono tapo ikine nando, onze as patrua kwa ikile fema.
Yeah.
Ndo tapo meo shindike say, hai mwana na totari.
Yeah.
O hakuru kukupaposha.
Mm-hmm.
Taburu kushikipinga.
Yeah.
Ni taburu natangu kushia, jana tango kona piwa.
Yeah.
So tango nese.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to Pandora.
Yeah, no. In the mutare na tango mo, no?
Pucha se.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to be thank you.
Yes.
God.
Hmm.
Wako oshapaige wapoa unana ndironga wali toli ditoli 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 karunga kanje karunga kanje karunga. My God, help me, I want to work, nice work, white work, whatever.
Shiri shiri, mhm.
Pae kesi tolongo uliko shuome ulimko shi emba utu ulime emba utu ulipeni peni peni. You forgot God.
Yeah.
Mala wali toli litoti karunga kanje, mm-hmm. Kwa seranje,
mm-hmm.
Simone onginweli comfortable.
Hozala.
Simone onginweli na nice and mild. Simone onginweli na every thingi kutia oshidi kutia shipi hiyo shongi hole kuye.
Iya.
Later. You forgot.
Mm-hmm.
We could pull up in.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanima.
Yeah.
Mala, you was crying. Really comfortable.
Yeah.
Mala seni. Nandi kese. Ihatu pandura.
Yeah.
So tango aji pandura kotopika, eh? That's why it takes your topica aji pandura. Kucha ohotura ko topika idi nao. Mala ashike na tu tangi. Eh? To guru kala unum tinu tate ma to kawe na kedi ukawe kongo poro. Onkinu edi. Kilin on my head.
Nice! Nandi! Shinyenye!
Akwai ko meo ko pomba.
Wazala. Ayana shake.
Only I'm going to Karanda Mostarata. I don't want to drink.
I want this one. Karana. Mineral.
I go to the
in the shop.
In the shop, Then I buy a nice water. Go water and be zombie. Eh?
Washa.
Mala, she can be honest. She had to pandora. Na to pandora kutia, on the moon on king maybe now. On king no tabru kutia, oh, that's a nice country, eh? You are drinking so too much.
Minimize a shell, yeah.
Yes, just leave it alcohol. Alcohol is not building your life. Mala, what the iron me on Boroba, but I didn't have to know Maro. Wait a
minute. For Nana to put him, why you want to change me?
Hey!
Why?
Ohadi taronki no maana wa.
Yeah.
Donki no ta ohano marongo. Unta dikire me ume oharongo me tangero. Ngaji ningaji ki. Oh, meme wanje. Kushu wanje shiji. Mala your husband. Nengi your boyfriend. Okuri ko ike tali. Dota di moloe chachi, you are drinking so too much. Eh, he was even going to put ya. I want a hard for a way of put ya.
Change
your life. Oh, Malo, oh, no, but not no Makaya. Chueti hatu kosa hino. Hatu kosa tu paikine e topika kosa. Ona ini toka pandura kosa. Onda pandura kalunga kanja kangon tu ina. Komikar. Eshi kuya pokati kuyan. Eshi kupo shpotio. Nasi weta kusmo e radio hino. Kaso to ispahara. Mala Omain da ito, dahi atuan da. Choso shiki mo mitima da ito.
Yeah.
Kora jo e gire fe mahi atameka. Osa atameka na me no toe. De, onda mo na kutia, o programa menu tue, o programa nea tate kauruma, nea tate naruvanda, nea tate ngutati, onde kukomito, tate France. Anumburma eche pochi, cheo mono o programa e yiko. Onde no kutondoka niki kwa ikini.
Da pandura non quando ganda pandura.
Asi ke mwanjo shidi na denga tuko mo moshuambo.
Mhm.
Ora joe peni.
Mhm.
Ota shi peni na tuko pe na shuam.
Mhm.
Ko shingi sa. Nguta po ko shingi sa na ko shingi sa. Ko a alombele.
Mhm.
Bai hau ko era kan joro hatu kopi.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
You know she the monjir.
Mm.
Mala shike, he has penji obevi, ombega di peke, kase karunga kucha. Ame, nanti kumana nana, erongo unene, mala shike, ondu vike kukutun, notabu kumashingi.
Iya.
Ika ostopi kanji, no pae penji, no andi imo.
Jino, ien, jino ndi uviteji.
You understand very well.
Osho, osho shida kukaranga.
Yeah, malasike.
Uh-huh.
Nge, nshinda haraku, okui nandipa testimbu unene.
Mm-hmm.
Nshinda haraku, okuganja, fondo, kuya kwetumbaya, kwa ikina.
Mm-hmm.
Tateka runga vwe kukwe kufakutia. Teki, onki nwengu.
Mm-hmm.
Kehesi kushulimo. Nanda mo kopya mo kopya mo kopya mo kopya after talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray.
Mm-hmm.
Amo alikada kutia karunga ketu tu kwa stasyo etu pe hondo.
Mm-hmm.
Shiki maninge alikani. Opo nyamu. E konime alikani haku langura si.
Mm-hmm.
Haku langura ike. Amen.
Yeah.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Tatu kopi ne morajo hine kati hatu vipa.
Mm-hmm.
Atu kopi o mayu kwe tu kutia. Na tu kare hatu chitangi.
Yeah.
Eh? What? No, I forget your name.
Matriarch, Elizabeth.
Eh? Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Queenie. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Let us say Queenie.
Yeah. So, Queenie, so fine that one.
Queenie ngeno kashike for example.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a man.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, oh, Queenie, I want to visit this. Then you agree.
Mm.
I say, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Gratitude. Orupandu.
And you see, Orupandu, which you are in the ashiti. Where?
Mm.
Wapangike. Opening a door.
Mm.
Then I come in.
Yeah.
Then I say, oh, thank you, God. Ame, ondiri meni, itandi fiki utarara ndiri
pwede. Ndiri mo bene.
Ondiri bene kani. Bene kani.
Oshorera. Oshorera. Otuna kucha say thank you. Vakwetu, vakwetu.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kwa ife, Queenie, we make you the cooking in nice eggs,
mm-hmm.
The cooking is, he give you everything, breakfast, everything, pizza, everything, hug lion up, KFC, if he goes to the town,
uh-huh.
he bring everything, my love, take the, each, just, now you must say thank you, God.
Yes.
Eh?
Mm-hmm. We must be grateful.
When atuka pandura.
Yeah.
Onay ni atuka pandura.
Hmm.
Seni, onay ni atuka pandura.
Yeah.
Atuka pandura unataeni ko kwa Europa, kwa South Africa, kwa Namibia, ningo tako angwa.
Hmm.
Mala seni ni atu pandura.
Yeah.
Kueta nwa seko hapo, yes, and kuande. Ngawoi.
Mm, opu. Kapuna aru pandurwashi.
Kapuna aru pandurwashi.
Mm.
Napuka lingapo na thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Eku pompom, onkino mwana. Onu mm-hmm. Date. Oh. Bahandita ano, kese tasa hono?
Yeah.
on maning go hango to kwatura kong loko non kinno mwa yo mwa mala mongula itchi wati oh eh eh ti no kongere ka ana kengere ka ndanga
oi wote ko ano ta ere peni
eh no si ere peñan eh ti de Mala suali uli mongere koto si. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Ona monta haro. Asi tonde tamburi na meongaro. Mala you forgot what. Thank you, Ninge. You forgot it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Asi. Tangi. Unene.
Yeah.
Wahinga mona.
Hmm.
Asi popi tuku. Asi tangi. Aku tu nato bikweni, oshita tangi. Eku pa kwe ta uti, eku pa kashono koko hongo mwenyo.
Yeah.
Kwa ifeka rungu koko fane, bini, mayu koko, bini, oto ike karaba. Bini okuli peni. Bini okuli ike meumbo, tatokta topo nga atea.
Halalala wa.
Ay, ay. Nitoka puwa neku kwini.
Onchama nana.
Ay, Aguti, anda shpantri, where are you?
Ah, wala kupangi anji.
Ah, wala kutaa, you are, otoko, you control me.
And why can't we be controlled also?
Pini, 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 o, kwini, o, oshe enji for shange, amo oshe enji for shoe, uno kukato control anji. Again, that is in hospital. Then why you leave it me? No, you are speeding.
Yeah.
Eh? What are you saying?
No.
You speeding?
No.
So it's a test. Oh, I just
reduce.
Reduce the speed. I just make it 80. Oshimanga satango usiku, but you speeding.
Yeah.
Oshimanga satango ontenya. Malayu speeding. Kuchi hito kahanga monjit.
Yeah.
Ushafe kikucha. Tangi. Karunga kanji hinda mono nuange. Kehe shimuhi osoto poa.
Yeah.
Kehe hito mono. Take it, thank you. Ino pirame na koka.
Shiri shiri.
Tangu nene nsumane kwa kwini. Onda kwa tesi mbona hii.
Shiri nawa. Thank you so much that the Nash country.
Okutia, God bless you. I like your topic.
Thank you.
I like your mind.
Thank you.
I like everything in the FM.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hatu paturuka mendele. Oputurombu oshuana shetu. Tashishike moratio. Nokoma umbo hatu ya rombo. Natuka ni hatu teninga. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, Atenash Country. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Alrighty. Good evening, my beloveds. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are practicing the attitude of gratitude. Today we are being thankful for the things that we wanted and we now have. And sometimes, just sometimes, we need a checkup. We need Mayor Matriarch coming through to say, whoa, 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 whoa. I see you doing well there. I see you sleeping on your bed that you didn't have 4 years ago. And you are not considering that that is an achievement. And many a times we only look at our achievements when it is not in our grasp yet. And then when we get them, we just push it aside and we start aiming for other things. We start aiming for other things, but we don't acknowledge the fact that we didn't have the things that we have today, but we wanted them. And now that we have them, we have a tendency of throwing them under the rug. We have a tendency of misusing them. We have a tendency of abusing them. We have a tendency of not even acknowledging their presence in our lives. And that is the thing that I have a problem with. I have a problem with people that don't give flowers when flowers are needed. I have a problem with people that don't give appraisal I have a problem with people that don't give nothing. Yeah? You are not looking at me, kucha. I put up the whole fence. Yeah? And you are not saying, kucha, wow. I always wanted a fence and now I have a fence. Thank you so much, Mekwini. Ah, guys. Let us be grateful, even if it is to ourselves. Because I know who's gonna give us the cup.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushenji fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatimwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile ko derewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are still on the conversation of happiness. We are on the conversation of gratitude. Now, ladies and gentlemen, many of us, we have things that we have wanted for a very long time and we discard them. We don't think about them. We don't give praise. We don't give
that thumbs up. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, hello.
How are we? We're live and direct.
We're live and direct. We are in air. We are Otulimon Depot. We are in the air.
Ganyi, Payme, Ganyi. You must think, one day we must just come in to imitate other tribes.
Really? That one will be very, very interesting. But the person that will switch on the radio at that time where we didn't explain from the beginning, where they were not there from the beginning, ne? Woo! they will write a letter to my boss. I'm telling you, they will write a letter. Kucha, this girl, she's just this girl. Hey, hectic. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are we?
I am fantastic. Hey, what are a few things that you have wanted 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago that you currently have now and you didn't really acknowledge what you have up until this moment when I'm speaking to you?
A lot.
Uh-huh.
Because,
mm-hmm.
It has always been getting better
mm-hmm.
from year to year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was never, even though there's always some setbacks.
Yeah, hiccups.
When you come to think of it,
mm-hmm.
you've been gradually,
mm-hmm.
one has been gradually just going up there.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a lot of, you know, it can be financial, it can be education-wise, it can be
mm-hmm.
peace-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who prayed for me, but.
What's that? It's me. I prayed for you. It's me. I will take that glory. Thank you for my flowers. It's me. I did that. I put in a good word.
I think
for
it's me, myself.
Hello. And me also. Ha. Give all of us and everybody, all of us, we prayed for each other here.
You know, losing a habit that you always wanted. Like
to lose,
but then you are like in between, and then
like it's always winning.
You just see, this thing is kind of, I'm not kidding, no more interested in this
mm-hmm.
bad habit that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to realize that what's happening with me?
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Only interested in sitting in a bar after work and maybe mm-hmm. having a beer with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, yeah, some things.
It's liberating. Things that,
yes.
Mm.
Because I would be like, okay, especially with alcohol, from a heavy drinker to
a casual drinker, drinker.
Occasional drinker,
Or forget without, to drink.
Yeah, without. Having to, you know, struggle too much with it, but mm-hmm. then, yeah, it's gone.
Oh, just like that.
Gone. Even if I have to force myself, I don't fit in anymore. I don't fit in drinking hot stuff. I don't fit in drinking heavy stuff.
Mm.
I keep it light,
mm.
and I keep it very less.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 beers is so good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of the things that one that can be.
You are grateful for.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man.
And also health wise, you know.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me, my dear. Talk to me. We have time. The thing is that in many times, right? We don't actually have anybody that we can actually tell these things to. That doesn't know us. So now at least me, I don't know you and I'm all for you. I'm all for it. Where you can literally pour your heart out, right? And talk about all the things that you have achieved, leaving the setbacks behind, because people that you know, they will also remind you of your setbacks. But I don't know your setbacks. So I want you to gloat in your moment, please. Hey, we our alcohol. Yeah, it's manageable, it's controllable, it is non-existent, basically. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can tell someone that I won't let, like, alcohol can't control me anymore.
I'm not drinking today. We are just chilling.
Yeah, we are just chilling.
Oh, and so 4 years ago, you couldn't see yourself at that place.
No way.
No. Oh. Kucha, we must drink.
4 years ago, we must. Yeah.
Until tomorrow, where's the party? Wake up in Valfus. Hello.
And especially December, you know, those days starting from the 20-something mm-hmm. until 20, you only come to realize to come back to Earth on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, okay, today's the 1st, New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be 24, 25, 26, 26, maybe like 3, 26 in between. And so. Then you ask, Nino Angapia.
I get you. I understand.
Yeah. So some of those stuff, we outgrow our bad habits.
Mm.
We tend to forget or to cherish about.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be proud of ourselves.
And just to be proud to say, look, I have to minimize whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just to consider your health first as well. You can't just be everywhere eating what you want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking for getting into every skirt that you see, things like that, you know. At least some conscience comes in and says, no.
I'm not doing this. I'm too old to be waking up next to strangers.
Yeah.
What if they steal my things that I work hard for?
Yeah, this fun man. Just end with a, you know, good conversation and whatnot, but
yeah,
not someone in my bed and then tomorrow is issues again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's many, especially speaking from a men's world, a lot of guys are behind bars just because of for fun, and you're just with your friends and then that's it. You end your life like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we don't speak about it enough.
Yeah.
Mm.
To me, the fun ends at...
I'm going home.
11.
Yeah.
That's where the fun ends.
Mm-hmm.
After 11, either you get too excited and you get... A lot of things happen. You lose your phone, someone try to grab what, and then you take out your gun, and then you shoot someone, and then they... That's, you end your life already.
Mm-hmm.
Your career. There's a lot of people that are behind bars just because of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that shot this neighborhood, not neighborhood watch, men and women network. Just because of the fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Up until now, because that's it's like
culpable homicide.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's a government case now, so. Mm.
State case.
The person even came to realize, say, okay, no, it was just a mistake, so let me take out this case.
Which I know, my dear.
I forgive the person.
Yes, but no, it doesn't work like that.
You took out the firearm in a public, what?
And endangered the lives of others.
Yes.
Mm.
What if you could have shot anybody else?
Mm.
So, and it's a public place.
Mm.
It's not your own yard.
Yeah.
It was so, then it could be another scenario. Now, this is a public place, and you shot a woman in network.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine you are shooting at someone who was trying to run away with money from his car.
Mm.
But then it was at the wrong time. It was around 1 to 2 there, and it was just because of the fun.
Mm.
Yeah, so all those things we need to be grateful of.
Mm.
To say, okay, I'm healthy, I know my status, and, you know, coming in the nightlife sometimes, all just because of the fun, you end up with the wrong people.
Yeah.
But if the time goes, you see, I'd rather just go. Snuggle tight in my white sheet bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up tomorrow on myself.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on elevating to white sheets. That's also an achievement, because then that means there's maintenance, there's discipline, there's cleanliness, there's a lot that goes into the lifestyles that we are choosing for ourselves. And we don't see that, because it seems as if it is nothing when we have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I can tell you that 6 years ago, the bedsheets were grey moss. and dark blue.
Yeah. Okay. Dark blue. Gray, brown.
Yeah, black.
The one that already looks like death. Camouflage.
Camouflage. Simbi, simbi.
Simbi, simbi.
Yeah. And your circle of friends? Are you grateful for the circle that you have now?
Exactly, yeah. Mm. But then the circle got so small.
Exactly. Because now you have nothing in common because you have outgrown shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you have a very small circle. But the nice thing about your small circle is that they come through for you.
They come through, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they come through, you can really tell that, okay, this is genuine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not no more the thing of, okay, I'll do this and then, oh, I'm coming to you now and then you'll be waiting there. And, no.
I changed my mind.
There. Now I'm with where.
Mm. I'm with who.
I'm with who. Or they'll just drive you, leave you there.
Mm-hmm.
And go home.
Yeah.
But then, is your friend like that?
Mm-hmm.
You go to a spot together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you find like a beautiful flower that you're feeling that time.
Mm-hmm.
Leave you there.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. And they are your ride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship, we misleaded friendship with,
acquaintance
and just drunk buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you don't have anything in common except alcohol.
Nothing in common.
Yeah.
You drink a whole day, you're not even, the conversation doesn't bring up something fruitful, no saving conversations, no any other, what? Then while you are there, you are talking about these other guys that are so successful. Yeah, I just want to be like, who is driving me? What? Like, he's driving me? What? Yes. I also want to be like that.
Of course,
They are sitting with people discussing how to improve themselves. They're giving each other business ideas and they're supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys, we are talking about others. Mm-hmm. And maybe just girls and just soccer, all these useless things.
Mm.
Yeah, we bought Messi, you know, we bought Hoo-Hoo.
Mm-hmm.
You bought Hoo-Hoo, this player with who?
Mm.
Our team bought...
And it's not bad to actually talk about that, but it can't be the only thing we talk about, man.
We talk about...
The whole year, like, that's the only thing we talk about. No.
Yeah, you only talk soccer, girls, fancy cars, you know. There's nothing.
And gossip also.
And a bit of gossip.
Yes.
And talk about which girl you banged.
Mm-hmm.
And which one. That's ruined. No. So we outgrow from all these things. Like, for me, I'm really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that you can say. You can, even if I have to walk alone, I know that if I'm walking in the right path, it's, improving my lifestyle, then I'm good. Yeah.
Money? Thank you for the money that you didn't have 4 years ago, please.
Yeah.
Shashi Aiwana, no matter what you are saying, it's never gonna be enough, but you didn't have it.
Yes. Yeah, money. That one is a problem.
Thank you, but yeah, with a call.
Yeah, now you have it. Now it's, but I think it's only this year. It's only this year. Next year, everyone is going to shine.
Everyone.
Even Metriac is going to shine.
Ozala, bruh.
Yeah.
Me, I'm the dream catcher, guys. We're doing this. We are doing this all the way.
Yeah, I think with money,
mm-hmm.
one thing I can be grateful about is me taking care of my basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yourself now, without stressing.
Without stressing, I know, okay, I have there's food at home, there's, you know, all the basic needs.
Yeah.
And I regret wasting money in like expensive clothes.
Mm.
Because fashion changes and all these things, the brands that we used to cherish, you know, the Fat Farms and the Dadas and the FUBUs, they are no more there. Now it's something else. I don't even want to wear torn jeans, looking like a suspect.
You have aged, and it looks good on you. Congratulations, please. You're on that. Oh, I want 100% cotton. Yeah, it lasts longer. It doesn't stretch. It doesn't age.
Yeah, as long as, you know, I'm good.
Mm.
With my $150 t-shirt, I'm good.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't compromise is fake shoes.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I have my nice shoes, original or whatever, good shoes, with my taste.
Because good shoes take you a long way also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I wear whatever presentable, depending on the occasion.
Mm.
I'm good.
Hella.
I'm good.
Hella, well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations are in order, Mr. Man, sir.
And also bad vibes, like bad energy.
Yeah.
I used to carry a lot of bad energy around. You know, things like insults.
No, you're just too tired for that.
No, man. I can't wait. I can't stress for nothing. I can literally just see someone misbehaving and I'll be like, or disrespecting me. And I'll be like, dude, you get no reply from me. Like, I'm not going to waste my energy.
And I'm not going to jail for nothing.
I'll just tell you what's up, how I feel. Then I leave you there. You can go on and argue and what, but I'm not going to argue and I'm not going to reason like a girl. I'll just tell you, boss, if I find maybe people arguing in a public transport or in a taxi or whatever, say no. That day, you are wrong. You're supposed to drop the lady there, and if it's about the change issue, you're supposed to do this and that. You're the one who's running the business. You can't give your customer to go look for a change.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. I'll just correct the people right there.
And if you don't want to hear me also, then it's all good.
As long as I know that I'm not going to side someone
wrong things.
You can be my friend now, and if you're reasoning wrong stuff and you're just talking, I'm sorry, I'm not going to side you. Yeah. Back then, you know, your friends say, especially friends that are buying alcohol, you say, jump.
That was slavery. If we look at that, that was slavery, where the buyer is always right. Guys, no. Right. Yeah, the buyer, but you're like, yeah, but you are not supposed to answer the buyer. What is this?
Oh, you are having a debate, you know? You're debating, and then you have to side someone just because, you know, they're
buying the alcohol.
Oh, they are driving a flashy car, or this girl is beautiful, so I need to side them. No. Nowadays, if we happen to hang around, you know, home chills, and we are debating, I'm not going to side someone who's wrong. I'm sure.
It is what it is.
And if I'm not sure, I'm not going to fight anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not even going to participate. I'll just leave you guys there to do your things.
Just do your thing, man. It's all good. Yeah. I'm good.
So, yeah, all these things, you know, things that one can be grateful about. Really. And just to be nice, as we grow older, you get elders that are also rude toward us, the young people.
Yeah.
I'll never be rude to a stranger, especially
an older stranger.
Older stranger. You can be how rude you. I'll just look at you like you are disrespecting yourself. You know?
Yeah.
But I'll never disrespect a stranger, even if you say what bad language. I'll just ignore it, like it will just go through one ear
and go out the other.
Yeah, I won't even go out there and stress like, yeah, this woman said what. I'll just even look at you and never say a word.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm very proud of where you are. And I think that we should actually acknowledge where we are and be grateful for where we are, because it didn't happen overnight. And I'm sure one day in one of your prayers or your thoughts, there was, oh, if I can just leave this alcohol, you know, if I can just have a group of friends that I can depend on, if I can just, create a curfew for myself, if I can just not wake up with strangers in my bed, if I can just have positive energy instead of negative energy, you know, if I can just be fully healthy and be sure of where my health stands, you know, if I can just lose all these bad habits that I have. And the thing is that when it happens, we say thank you for that moment because we are so grateful that we came out of it, but we don't acknowledge it for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why we are bringing it up today, so that we can also, I think many of us are also gloomy because it's the end of the year, and also there are the financial problems that come with going home.
Yeah.
But we don't actually give ourselves the credit that we deserve. Do you know that many of us, right, checked our mental health this year? We checked that I'm feeling bad. This is just stress. Let me go lay down. Yeah, this is, I'm thinking bad thoughts. I'm thinking what? We checked ourselves so that we can be sane by today. And we don't even acknowledge it. We don't acknowledge that we are superheroes in our own life, in our real time, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I want us to do that today, my dear. We will find happiness.
I would like to maybe one day have a conversation like, I want people to talk about their problems. Like, I want to find someone. I would like to see if there's someone without a problem. Like,
no.
I don't know how you would drive it. We'll turn the topic to make it sound right.
The thing is that that type of conversation, we have those types of conversations a lot here. The thing is that there is no one without a problem, but there are people that think that they are not subjected to trauma, or they don't have trauma, but their whole experience is traumatic.
It's traumatic.
Yes. And it's one of those careful conversations that you must have, because you don't want to also let the person spiral and they are so far away from you to actually ring them back. But we are all traumatized. It's only that some don't even know that they are traumatized.
Traumatized.
But we talk here. We talk and I we really like let it out.
Like, okay, someone that will come in the end say, look, I'm good. I don't have any problem. Everything is good with me.
But we do have a few that actually say that their lives are exactly where they want them to be right now. They are happy about everything. And that is also, it's not rare. It's just there. We just don't hear it every day, but they are. I think I have like two listeners or so that have come on air and said that they are good. You know, everything else that happens, they take it as, it's just a part of life, but it's nothing that bothers them. Life. Yeah. They I go home and they leave it behind.
You know, when you feel like you're at peace, then I think to me, that's when I'll say, okay, I'm good. I'm not being bothered. Nobody's calling me nonstop for nothing. I'm good. I'm healthy. My basic needs, taking care of my people, you know, my closest people. Then I'll say, no, I'm good.
Yeah. But also, that can be eliminated. The one of people, right? That can be eliminated by understanding. We know what people are. We just don't want to understand them all the time. But it's also because sometimes we like to live in misery. Sometimes we like to stress, to be honest. So we know that this person is going to call and bother, but we will still allow ourselves to stress about it because we are also used to stressing. So it's not that easy to just let go of stressing habits. But for the most part, it really doesn't actually bother us. It only, it's like a form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Misery likes company, ne? Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes we stress about something that is absolutely nothing because we have nothing else to stress about. So we stress about inimana thangwa.
Inimana thangwa. Then when you tell someone, you're like, that's not even an issue.
And sometimes we know that it's not an issue, and that's why we don't even share it, because we know that it is not an issue, but we can't tell anybody also, because then we look stupid, Moss.
Yeah.
So we just keep our issue to ourselves, stressing about it, but we are not actually really stressed about it. But there's no one without...
Spend less and get more with Budget Beaters at WB. Get a 2-liter Rietfontein juice for only $36.99. 5 kg nice rice for just $87.99. 4 kg Kadila chicken portions for $189.99. And 2 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for only $57.99. See more month-end specials at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
But there's no one without issues. There's no such thing. And even if they don't have issues, we as outsiders, we can always find an issue. I can always find you an issue that wasn't an issue in your life and up until you came to talk to me, and then I will make you an issue, and then tomorrow it will be an issue in your life. My dear, you're like, what? I was not even thinking about it. And then I went and spoke to Matriarch, and then she made me aware of the issue.
And also one thing I've grown and cherish about is being around a wrong circle of friends. If you ever, I don't know in what era Matriarch came through.
My dear, 90s.
Those social group, WhatsApp groups, but just for social, we don't post, we just post random stuff, you know?
Like memes and stuff.
You might maybe just meet up and drink and so and so. Used to be WhatsApp groups that was like connected throughout the country.
Yeah, you guys. Like guys had that.
Yeah, we had friends in the south. We had friends in Rundu. We had friends up north. We had friends Windhoek Central Coast, like that. So anytime one of us traveled to the north, and then, you know, they will notify the other one, post alcohol and stuff like that, and gossip, put on the group. You know, and then at the end of the day.
But I was like a bad drunk. I was a bad drunk. I was an alcoholic. So for me, it wasn't even social anymore. Later on, it was just a disease. First, it used to be fun. So, and then it just became even isolated drinking. So I didn't really enjoy the WhatsApp group things.
For us, it got so real that there's people that get to know your personal life, but they don't know you in real life.
Yeah.
They just know you through Matriarch, you know? Matriarch said, what, and this guy did what. This guy is working away. This guy is doing this, that. This guy is staying with a girlfriend. You know, people know
just
you.
Just know your life.
They know your life, but they don't know you. They never met you. So,
like you are a series.
Yeah. Now, with all these gossips going around sometimes it's really fun because you can struggle. Maybe, let's say your tire burst while you're in Tumeb, and then you just post on the group, and then you see, okay, you guys assisted each other. You assist each other also.
Yeah.
Even strangers that you didn't know, but they're on the group.
Yeah.
But then the bad part is when it gets personal, and the guys will start beefing over like a girl on that group, and then people start hating on each other on what's like over a guy, and then.
But the problem with those groups is that, what happens there is that you guys post pictures most.
Yes.
Hey, of yourselves, and then you don't know who likes who now.
Yes. You post pictures when someone is drunk, making fun of them. You post everything. You know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day now, when I don't know, it started not getting fun anymore because people started recording voice notes, insulting each other on the group.
You know, now you just have a whole phone folder full of insults.
Full of insults. Yeah. This one, they are uploading porn videos on the group. Like, there was this.
Now your phone is just dirty.
Every day. His job is just dirty.
Now your phone became a dangerous place. Like, I don't know what's going to be on it. I'm not cheating on you, I promise, but I don't know what's in my gallery. Who's this? I don't know. It's maybe the group.
Yeah, you know, WhatsApp back then, it never used to mute the No, you can mute the group, but
the content still comes in to your phone.
The content just comes in your phone.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Explaining.
You open something like a, just like a kablomi key. And then
it's just,
on,
you know.
Coming out there, and your phone, the volume is on the high.
You're in the library.
And you're in the library there by Una. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, you're with elders.
Oh, it's the elders. Hanoi Keshon? Like, wait, what? Oshi Kwashi Keshon Tashidana. You washindonga. My mother. You washindonga, where?
So, it was dangerous. Like, we had a group that lasted almost 6 years. So, and really at the end of the day, I made a decision like, no, man.
It's time.
Why, where am I going with this? You know, at the end of the day, you have enemies that you don't know about. And people know about your business. And as we say, there's no one without, you know, issues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just even lies. You know, people start creating lies and what. So it's like, wow. Me outgrowing this thing when I even used to organize.
You were the organizer.
Even the t-shirts, I'm the one used to print there. Tell them all around.
But one thing we can be grateful for is that we lived. We had our moments and then we left them behind. That's very good. Nice. There are people that don't outlive things and you still find them there. Like literally somebody would find you right now and ask for things like, oh, ko group, oh, ko nga natango uldi. You're like, bruh, is the group not dead?
They used to add me back. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm back in here. Just midnight when everyone is sleeping.
Exit.
Yes.
Like, why'd you leave the group? You're like, I know. What are we benefiting here, guys?
Nothing. Just memes. And then, you know, life gets so busy sometimes, you know. And she just said, when you go on the group, you are tagged on somewhere.
And then you have to go through 100 messages.
Then you have to go through 100 messages.
The only group I'll be on is a work group, guys. When my boss is telling me things. About the company. Buy and sell also becomes too much.
Yeah, but you get those ones that are strict.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, like, maybe the most of the guys in the group, they know each other. And so, yeah.
Or maybe Kapat group, you know, with elders.
And then also when you get your Kapat, you are done, Mos.
You are done. That's it.
That's
we
it,
don't
Mos.
Post anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that has an end, guys. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Just in the night, those guys, they don't sleep. When this one is working on night shift, he's just there on the group.
But it's an idle mind, Mos. An idle mind, my friend, will teach you a lot. An idle mind. That's why they say when you are rehabilitating yourself, you have to find things that are meaningful to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you fall back into the old habits because when your mind is sitting doing nothing, it's not going to work out. But thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Matriarch.
I am so proud of you for everything. I'm proud of you for losing a bad habit. I'm proud of you for not waking up with strangers in your bed. I'm proud of you for creating a curfew for yourself. I'm proud of you that you are healthy. I'm proud of you for your smaller circle of friends that are meaningful and contribute in a positive light to your life. And also you contribute positively to their lives as well. And I am proud of you for walking around with positive energy and no longer walking around with a cloud of gloomy, bad energy. I am so proud of the man that you're becoming. The world needs more of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They are your flowers.
Ciao, ciao. God bless.
God bless.
The whole ego lesson.
Thank you so much. We receive.
The problem with you guys, you just leave, like, you don't even come to the air and say, okay, farewell. I'm going, you know.
We just leave.
You just leave.
No, but with me, I have a big mouth.
Mike? Is it Mike? What was your Mike in the morning? Always, if I'm not wrong, or was it John?
Yeah, it was Mike. Yeah.
Mike just left.
Up and left.
I don't know. We don't
but you can count on me. You can count on me. I can't, speak for other people, but for me, if ever the day comes where I'm leaving radio, because I don't see myself working for another radio, but if I'm ever going to be leaving radio for good, right? You best believe you're going to have the show of your life. I'll even ask for 10 hours.
You make a big impact in people's lives. Mm-hmm. So don't just think of yourself like,
say goodbye to your fans.
Whatever. I'm looking forward to my new endeavors and I'm gone. You know, my bag is waiting for me. I'm not happy. I'm really, really frustrated. No, just keep it cool. You made an impact in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
So just be that big girl or that big boy and say, guys, I would like to love and leave you. And this is my last program.
Mm-hmm. Guys. Farewell.
You know, what did you like about me? What didn't you like about me? Where can I improve? It's very, very important to say
goodbye.
And instead of just saying, oh, but the France is nowhere to be seen.
My dear, you are tuning in. You're like, Eche, Mara. But I understand.
There's nowhere to be seen. You know, it's really frustrating. So.
Yeah. As the consumer, I understand. But at least for me, I can't speak for others, but for me, my dear, you will not get that. Me, you get a banging goodbye. We might even have a party.
All right.
Okay.
Ciao.
Ciao. Alrighty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're actively participating in the attitude of gratitude. Good evening, friend.
Good evening, young lady. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Tata Tunata?
Yeah, who called you? It's me.
Okay, fine. It's not you then. How are you, sir?
What are you grateful for,
Toh?
Mara, you guys, this should be something that you should at least explain to me.
Yeah.
And to know, Canada, this is how we know your voice.
Okay.
I mean, if a certain individual, because of our own interest to understand, this matriarch, a committed Menemetumbo supporter.
I'm with it, Aunt.
No, that's all we know is that we are the committed problem. Or committed solution. A gender solution, you know.
Check! That is Onata. With radio, right?
Yes.
You don't have any other senses except your hearing senses. So with radio, right? It is like me talking to you and closing my eyes. First of all, it's like me talking to you and closing my eyes. There is a way that I have to get to know you. So when I talk to you, I pay attention. Now I know your tone. Now I know your voice. Now I know what you say. Now I know you. You understand? So it's not, I just know you. It is what it is. It's just like that's me, if I see you with my eyes, I know that is Onata. But with radio, I know you with my ears. So my ears are my eyes.
But beyond that, beyond the physical acknowledgement, to say goodbye, whenever you find me there, what I'm saying is, when we were children, I was the best singer in the village when I was doing after the goat. When I was singing, Captain Jam, why is it? Yeah, Kandambi. And, you know, up to the end of Tete Matala's life,
yeah.
I never knew he was 90.
Yeah.
92.
Yeah.
So, up to the point, which is memorable richness. Shazagutua, at the part of my job when I was a senior historian, it was the fact that I had to deal with certain people of his age, like the late Zeke Kaukunga and Alan. Zeke Kaukunga never lost his memory in terms of how he had to deal, who he dealt with when he was in Chicago, when he was in Chicago. Even when he went back to Congo, me and him, and then he just knew exactly, he guided me. I even asked that those guys who are local drivers, that he drives or I drive. He said, no, the guys guide me. Yeah, so there are people who are qualified in terms of memory.
Yeah.
People who appreciate what they have known. And there are people that will try to discourage that.
Yeah,
which I do not support.
Neither do I.
Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, I would want to ask you that question again.
So, Tete Onata, even if I meet you in public, right? And you speak, I will know it's you.
Yeah, so that's the same thing that I'm telling you. When I go to NASC, I never knew some of my history students. Some of the people that I meet in the corridors when I'm going to the top credit business school or whatever, before you reach the MTC house.
Yeah.
I will be greeted by more than 10, 15 kids from Hartnett Technical Windup High School.
Because as we know you.
I'm like, what are they doing here? Yes, I'm in my second year. Yes, I'm in my third year. And I'm like, guys, you just did 8 last year. Just like the same way I was disappointed the other day. My grade 12, 2017, he didn't make it, he was on the party list of PDM. He's been always the PRO for the money.
In the light of our conversation today, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for creating people of intellect. Of high level intelligence, people that have gone on to make it further. Even that's actually the reason why I get a newspaper every day before anything
to
else.
To see your products.
No, I buy the Namibian Sun, and I'll be like, are gone. You know, village newspaper, village. Maybe can do it a good time. Maybe I'm not going to do it. Oh, so she's there.
Yes.
This girl, guys, that is my personal person.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me happy. Multiple times more happier than because I believe life is a pulley. You know what is a pulley? Eh?
No.
A pulley,
mm-hmm.
a jenga,
mm-hmm.
but it's a big pulley,
mm-hmm.
whereby it is not based on individual interest.
Yeah.
You see those things when you watch ID, when they talk about swamp murders or whatnot. Those things about chukuchaka, because it's only dealing with things.
Mm.
In America, I found Borakute.
Yeah.
So you can make any, if you were around 5,000 years old, equivalent to 100,000 years.
Okay.
Because for them, oil is not a far-fetched thing. So, life is like that to me to say no. It won't surprise me to say no. Matriarch is a driving license.
Mm-hmm.
But to most people, I never believed in that concept to say, Manja Angobe, Omega is in the Joka, or Joka, you can join them. So that kind of attitude and association.
Yeah.
For me, I quickly disassociate from, and I will go to church and pray for to actually pick to send.
This one, they don't deserve good things.
Give the person access to what you look to them, and then be in a position to observe how they succeed. You shouldn't be the alpha and the omega.
Beginning and the end.
We are not in that capacity.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So part of the things that you are grateful for is that you have passed on knowledge to people that have used it and excelled and are doing well in their lives.
I would want one day you to ask me, but I wouldn't want to mention names.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in Guangati, Colombia, and was a practitioner. He said, remember Mr. Angombe? She used to get the old friend. But I never condemned those things. You went to university yourself.
Yeah.
The requirement of 80% attendance. Yeah, and I'm also one of the people who are involved, not in academia. So that you guys don't know ordinarily. To say no, I'm just an unemployed guy somewhere there. I am one of the administrative guys that is over 15. Some of my in my unemployment.
Yeah.
And I always tell them that, maybe I can, and maybe we are not attending. How do you discipline them with regard? Just finish. 2%. You see, these are things that we do. Yeah. So, and I don't want to expose myself to say no, what and what not, but to be honest, discipline is what we are lacking at, comrade.
Yes, comrade.
To the extent that she got to work with that, I love it. Because, capacity financially was overstressed. Yeah. We are in the future, and we are in Ndangwa, and we are renting like a 50-week in F&B. Yeah? We're not driving Smarter Street, are we?
Awesome.
So what are you grateful for?
What else can you, and you know me, and you know when it's coming with the language of a man and baby and baby, I'm not, you know, kind of misbehavior. All of a sudden you find yourself in the river. But I've been telling you about this issue. Okay.
So what else are you grateful for? Are you grateful to be alive? Are you grateful to not be financially suffering? Are you grateful for the food you ate today? Are you grateful for your mind, Tatatanata? Are you grateful that you didn't lose your mind?
Sounds like a bitter auntie, man.
I need you to talk, please. Because there are people that are just waiting for you to talk about your gratitude.
Can I tell you one thing,
eh?
I'm so grateful, eh? I'm the last one of my sisters, of my parents, the only guy who's not married.
Okay.
They've been angry to a whole lot of problems.
Again.
Not problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, academic problems, disciplined problems, most of them. Some of them I don't know what they are doing in terms of, I'm not talking about, but in terms of my immediate family siblings, my sister's children and stuff, I'm not worried about them much.
So you are grateful.
Because my sisters are married. There's one that they are busy with. There's the other one that they are not talking with. Much. Not because you don't like each other in Michigan.
Yeah.
They are just burning cake. And I also burn cake.
Life is just like that.
Nobody minds about the other. But I know she's alive, she's happy. Her children come to me and they're in windows. I decide to go to her house and do whatever I want. But they don't have the way. And even, so that's her. So we are so good in that nature.
Okay.
So that's what I appreciate about my family. It's just me in bed at home. The one thing I'm not appreciating is, I'm not really the best friend of my kid's mother. It's okay.
Yeah.
We trust each other in terms of, if I ask my children, if you want to even think twice about saying go. We are not kids actually. We are girls. And I only have two girls.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So you are grateful for your daughters as well?
Having two girls playing with one mother.
Such an achievement.
It's a big achievement. I think a lot of guys, every day going to when I'm getting arrested for driving, we are going to have less for my
maintenance.
I'm like, you're crazy.
I'm a woo, guys. You guys have problems.
The guys went bigger than a woo. So you got to see the time to talk about it. It's a certain thing,
You
must be appreciated.
What did you eat for dinner today?
Today, I didn't eat anything.
My dear, you didn't remember to eat.
Can I tell you about, just a small thing about what I was even sitting there, and I didn't make anything with the room.
Would you penny?
No, we were sitting at the park there one night, just me and my friend.
I know how this ends.
No.
I know how this ends. They never remember to feed you, they only remember to give you alcohol.
Whatever Casta caught me, we came from Pusingera there.
Yeah.
We were chatting each other very nice. this one is cutting, this one, this one cutting, this one. But when it's all one of the women, we decided to cut one canoe pack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before, then I told him, listen, we are going to plan when the leader of the city is capable. Let us talk about this issue. Mm-hmm. We are collecting now about that one cut business that we are supposed to excuse ourselves from responsibility to work.
Well, at least you are grateful for your friends. At least you are grateful for your friends.
No, not only. I also contributed. That's why I am going to No, don't drink water. My hands are going to drink water. I have to contribute. We're going to have a new partner. Now the guy is telling me that I know this looks like I need a new. Don't forget the message I told you. He's going to all the way to Sulagasya.
But you guys are meeting. You guys are meeting in Vanaheda for your meeting.
No, we just have town. I on the road, pa.
Uh-huh.
Party, or they are under the dam.
Mm-hmm.
I said, on that day, 3 weeks ago, I took a new car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. We are going for an advertisement break. Please hold the line. Okay. Ewa.
O number B Namibia Transport Otai Shifre customer Dayo Dipena Didi Kuro kucha Otai Tugere no kwenjo Mayakuro Aku transporte customer Kuja mo Venduka Ondangwa Oshakati Na utapi Omahara Kurondokera Mo Venduka Posoweto Market Kombere wa konora Mano imwe Bari ne Bari heali Nora no hetatu Tiopolina Konora etatu imwe Natu natu Omafela vali Nano No natu Musese Konora etatu imwe Nano nano Ne nano Ne nano No imwe Ondangwa Tapurundikla poka pana service Egera an Na konora itatu imwe, ne imwe, natu imwe hamano none. Nengeko 0811-586975. Onda do, ovenduka fio shakati, mafera vali nomi nangotiri. Wei, ovenduka outapioka hao tsandi, mafera tatu nomi nangotiri. Natu, enda do, dinongushu fio molongo na tatu ya January 2024. Enda do edi, inati kwa tiramo endongirwa okuja movenduka.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As we continue with the attitude of gratitude, we are wrapping up with Tate T. So what else are you grateful for, Onhero?
Well, what else I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
It's the fact that, you know, making friends. But also, the problem is, don't be part of a group of people that you are not grateful to like to.
Uh-huh.
But you must also be grateful of people.
Yeah.
That you contribute towards their livelihood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for people to be good to you and then you appreciate and enjoy it.
Yeah.
They are miscellaneous.
Mm-hmm.
The attribution towards your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I did not speak Cambridge English.
What's that? We'll see you there. Mr. Denius!
In order for you to be in a position to appreciate,
yeah,
you should have also contributed in a way to make other people smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially I see it all. That's why I'm trying to make you laugh now, just to say, where I came from just now. So I put my feet in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, feeling, was it really me and my friends that were in that park? So we went so much, you know. It's a memorable time, and then you reflect on our challenges.
Mm.
And that's, I think, the reason why also sometimes, even when you're in the end of your function,
yeah,
that you need to think about all the classes. I mean, I did the film and video, you know, on the acting. We clash with the director from the beginning. But at the end of the day, you have a glass of wine and then you look at the product. Then the guy tells you that exactly what I wanted to do. Then there's man, why couldn't you just tell me? You understand?
Yeah,
I thought about, but in the beginning you feel like the person is trying to, you know, push you around. Generally, on that side, I'm going to tell you, it's a personal issue. You wouldn't understand me, but it's not about that. It's not about me or you. But the opinion of what I would say. How I put it across, sometimes I'm wrong, sometimes you are wrong. I mean, it emotions start into space and all that. But if you carry over emotions, in the industry, you are in politics. Education, entertainment, and what?
And information.
So now, in that regard, you do not take gender as an individual. And that's why it supplemented my understanding. You remember that other guy, Mandla, whoever, Mandla, the one, you remember the Generations that time?
I remember Mandla from Generations. Mandla Sithole.
Sithole.
The
one who became Karabo's husband.
And Tao Moroka.
We shocked the Moroka family. We shocked when he became the EFF MP. I equally shocked. So I'm saying, life, no formula.
Of course.
That's the least I could say.
I am grateful for you, Tatati. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence this evening. Au revoir, bye bye. Stay tuned. Bye.
I'm just sleeping. Because every day, Mandela was watching.
Sobiso.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Ciao.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are practicing the attitude of gratitude. What are we grateful for? We are praying and on our knees. We are even crying every day. I want a car. I want a car. And then you get a car. You don't want to put in petrol. You want to use the money to drink your alcohol. Hey, then you get a house. You don't want to clean the house. Hey, then you get a wife. You don't want to take care of her. Then you get a husband. Then you don't even see the man. Hey, you don't want to make time for the man. You get a job, you don't want to do your work correctly. So, once upon a time, right? I'm talking about this topic because even with myself as a person, I also fall short on this particular thing. Being grateful for the things that I wanted a long time ago that I now have, right? I'm also not living up to par when it comes to that. Good evening. Hi. How are you? I cannot hear you properly. It sounds like you're mumbling from under the blankets. Did you always want an overprotective wife and now when you have her, you're like, oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Tate. How are you?
Yeah, I was not listening.
Why? Why weren't you listening?
I just know it's an A.
Okay. So when you came on to the radio, didn't you care to go back into listening? I can't hear you.
Waza.
Regardless of what I'm talking about, my dear, you are contributing, you are participating, you are within.
I don't know. That's why I don't know. I'm taking a bit.
We're talking about gratitude. What are we grateful? What are you grateful for? What is it that you used to want and now you have it?
A lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for your contribution. Ha. We can all play that game, ha. Huh? Ha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you must talk, man. You must talk, my dear. You guys know that the conversation is about conversating. It is not just a lot. So I'm not going to fish it out of you. You must come forward. You must come. Hey, a lot like, hey, guys. So ladies and gentlemen, even, as I speak as the matriarch here, I have things that I have prayed for, I've wanted, I've manifested, I've visualized, I have done the whole nine yards on basically putting my life into order, putting my house into order. And right now I walk past the things that I've always wanted and I don't even pay mind to it, but that has to change. That has to change because, hey, if you are not grateful for your cell phone that you wanted, you even cried. Hey, now all of a sudden you can just let the kids drive it on the ground. No screen protector. Good evening.
Matria.
Yes, Tate. Hey.
Can I just clarify something that I think some of our comrades...
Don't say it.
No, just a bit. I'm not going to be...
Miscellaneous. Word of the evening, yes.
Oh, but what I just want to say is that, we have this conceptual understanding, and you are also noticed.
Really? Yeah. I'm a nice person.
I want to name on this one to say.
Yes.
There are certain people like that also conclude to say, no, when you're on radio, you're probably flirting with them.
But I'm a Libra. I'm naturally charming. It is part of my sway. I exude love regardless. So it's not flirting. It's just who I am.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The implication now is that it makes an impression. You understand? No,
yes.
I was about to say, but I was just complicated.
I'm grateful for my audience. I'm grateful for my fans. Please.
You're so grateful.
I'm grateful. Huh?
Oh, I'll switch on the radio.
I'm grateful for my fans, but I am... It is actually something, that I know. Because sometimes, yeah, I do know, but it's also, in my normal life as well. Apart from being just this person like this on radio, in my normal life also, you might get the whole idea wrong. Like, I might just be laughing with you and I'm happy with you and you're like, oh my goodness, wifey. And then I'll be like, okay, my husband is here to pick me up. Baby, this is my friend. You're like, ah, oh my God. You are married. Yes. Here's the ring. How? You know, I actually had, I had a stalker. Now this, wait to the team. Now this stalker, ne? He was so consumed with me for a very long time. And no, it was a guy.
And he was so consumed with me for a very long time. But it's because when you come here, you are coming to your mother, you're coming to Queen Mother, you're coming to your friend, you're coming to your sister, you're coming to your cousin, you're coming to your personal person, you know, your motivator. You're coming to your matriarch, you understand? That is the role of my name. Yes. Oshiri. Oshiri. So this person, there's most now the rule that we are not, like, there are certain people, like for me, because of who I am, from the beginning of my shows at Eagle FM, it is prohibited for me to give out my personal number to anybody because of the type of person that I am and the show that I am doing. The show that I am doing is a show that I created myself. That is why it cannot just be run by anybody. It is me. So now with me, I'm here to love my nation. You understand? Now that love can be misunderstood sometimes. So that's why it was always prohibited for me to put out my personal information and my personal details out there to the public. So this person reached out to Chicken. And it was before the question was asked, could we give out? Because them, they give out their numbers. I think you guys have everybody's numbers here. Can I have matriarch's number? And what do you want to talk about? No, we want to talk about this other business. What? Like, no, matriarch is also business minded. Number is gone. Now this person is calling every day. Hi. Hello. Hi, hello, hi, hello. Then I blocked the person. Now the person started calling with different numbers. Now, Madala is to answer the phone one day. Hi, I know, what is it say? Yeah? Like, no, Metriak is my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Yes. Now this man is fuming because he's like, yeah, but what is this? I'm like, to be honest, you know me. Eh? So ask the person more questions. Do you also know about the topics that I talk about and the type of people that I'm attracting? I'm attracting everybody. I'm attracting the one. Hello, please, yes, Tata Tanata, moving on. So he's like, no, there's no way. Then he's like, there's no way. And then there was a call from the hospital. Kucha, no, your boyfriend is here. I'm like, my boyfriend, your boyfriend is here. He came from the psych ward, the other side, and he's here at the psych ward. I'm like, ooh! I like this! And then he's here, ooh! And then I showed now, you see, this is the person that, like, this is the person. Then he didn't believe it. Then one day he decided, me, I'm going to look for this guy because the guy is sending, like, he's talking to himself, like, literally, good morning. Today my day was what, and then what. I was diagnosed with schizophrenia, but it was not what, and it was what, and it was, and he's talking, like, literally, like, 50 messages a day of this guy just explaining his life, his day, and he's I'm replying, like, yes, that's so funny. I'm like, wow, okay. And then he's like, yeah, I'm schizophrenic, but I'm not dangerous. But I know this. I know that just because you're schizophrenic doesn't make you dangerous. I know this. So I'm like, yeah. So this decides that, you know what, me, I'm going to go and look for this person. Now this person, there are somebody, I don't know, somebody hooked him up with selling, like, he fruits are in. No, he became a vendor.
So, yeah, so this tenancy manekwa, you know, lures him in and speaks like, yeah, so I want to meet you, like, no, don't worry, I'm just here. Now this guy goes and he goes and sees the person. And then tenancy manekwa is like, oh no, innocent man. That he is. That's why it's not necessary to fight. We must not fight. Because sometimes it's just really honestly, when I say let us be kind and let us show each other love here, it's because this is the only place that we get love.
Do you know why I've been single? I'm telling you, until now I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those reasons. Mm-hmm. Yes, not if you can open your hand, you'll never open your heart.
No.
But people will still demand to see what's inside your heart.
Mm.
But the moment I open my heart, even if it's more easy, you complicate my blood flow and pressure. So, I would not want to interfere. I've not done that to the mother of my kids.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
That's why I appreciate it so much, regardless of our differences.
Yeah.
I will never want to have anything like that.
Mm.
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, to be honest, even the comrades are downstairs.
Mm.
It's not interesting.
Yes, because but you are not ready, and that's okay. You know, one day you'll be ready.
That's why I'm saying 2017 is a long time ago.
Yes, but one day you'll be ready. I have hope.
One thing is that then I cannot wait forever.
I have hope, huh?
But do you know the reason why I'm not making another baby after 2016?
Well, they are expensive.
I know it's so easy. So that's why I'm saying at the end of the day. Hmm. It's about trusting. I could leave the phone with her.
Yeah.
She can keep my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell it. So I can maybe I make like a million of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
busy in a meeting, ne? Then she becomes the secretary for the phone.
What is the video of the meeting?
PA. Who are you going to go to the channel then? Okay, don't worry. But I just want to say thank you so much for your contribution to the show tonight, okay?
Okay. I'm telling you guys.
Bye, Tante Tsingy.
Stop secreting each other, man. It's fine.
Oh, she went in, eh?
I want to run it, but I don't know.
Ewa. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the things that we are grateful for. I am grateful, ne? I'm grateful for the heart that I have. I'm grateful for the person that I am. I'm grateful for the woman that I've morphed into. I'm grateful for the position that I have. I am grateful for the role that I play. I am grateful for the little sparkle of joy that comes within your heart. And I know that it's not easy. Yeah, to have that confidence every single day when you come on air and you are hoping that there are people out there that when you are laughing your things here on air, because it's very crazy. It's very crazy to be laughing here alone in studio, but I am so confident in you guys that I know that when I crack a little something, I know there's somebody out there that catches it. I know there's somebody that's like, So, and I can honestly say that I've not always been so confident, and I am grateful for the confidence that radio has given me. I'm grateful for the platform, guys. I'm grateful for the fact that I can dictate what we are talking about, right? And hope with my whole entire heart that it is relatable, and then it is relatable. I'm grateful for employment.
I am grateful for the fact that I am an Eagle FM employee. I am very grateful for it. I'm grateful for the fact that somebody saw me and said like, girl, you hella funny. And I'm like, me? What? Funny? I used to be more funnier. Eh? Now I just became like, I don't know, funny old lady, brutal. Eh? But I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for people that spot talent and spotted me as talent. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for that they were Lengas. I'm grateful for Eagle FM. I'm grateful for Tate Wanda. I'm grateful for Chicken. I'm grateful for Free Your Mind. I'm grateful that Pantura. Just imagine. 5 years ago, I never pictured it. Now I'm a person that I used to do music, right? I used to be a rapper. I used to be a rapper. I've always thought that if I am given the talent of voice, then I will use it. But music was not really my thing because it comes with logistics. And it's the logistics that I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that with making music took the joy out of music. So I did music for a message. I did music for calming a soul. I did music as pulling heartstrings. Like the things that I talk about here is the same things that I spoke about in my music. And that was my gift. Now I'm a strong believer. I'm a strong believer in using things so that you don't go and regret it later. So my idea was I get into the music industry, I do 2 albums and then I'm out, because I don't believe that the music industry in Namibia was something that I was destined to be in fully. I was destined to be there for a specific audience at a specific time for a specific need. Just like I am a specific I'm a specific presenter for a specific audience, for a specific need, for a specific time. You understand? And in that, I did my music. Now, I was done with my voice. To be honest, I was done with my voice. I don't think there was anything else that I thought I could have done with my voice at all. I was done. I was like, okay. So I did the 2 albums. God will not be angry with me when I rock up there and he's like, yes, but Umetriak, I gave you so many talents. What did you do with it? I'll be like, bruh, I created 2 albums. Bruh, I'm a poet. Bruh, I'm a writer. Bruh, I'm a mother. Bruh, I'm a business owner. Bruh, I'm an employee. Bruh, I'm a, you know, all these things. I could account for it. I could show receipts of what I've done with the life that I was given, with the talents that I was given, with everything that I was given as an individual, as a black woman, as a Namibian child, as a child of the soil, as a Mbanteru woman, as a Ndonga Han. Bruh, I delivered. I delivered and I poured my whole entire heart into it. And then I also extended that into doing things for others so that I know that I did. I directed. I shot videos. I shot short films. I wrote scripts. I wrote plays. I did my part. And every little thing, right? I wanted it so bad. And then I got it. And then, you know, okay. Thanks. Put it in the suitcase. Just put it there behind. And that is exactly what I did. And with this attitude of gratitude, with this type of conversation that I'm bringing up today, right? I'm bringing this conversation up to you so that you know that you matter. Do you know how I know that you matter? Because when you were 6 years old, when you were 5 years old, you wanted to be an adult. Just the simple thing of, I can't wait until I grow up. You wanted it so bad. And then you grew up. Voila. Can we be thankful for the fact that we grew up? Because other people died in buckets of water. Other people died in Nikweo. Other people died momithima. Other people died in car accidents. Other people fell out of trees. Do you know how weird some of these things are? You understand? Other people didn't make it to, I just want to grow up. Do you remember when you were younger and you're like, oh, I can't wait to grow up. To do what? Oh,
Can you be grateful for the fact that I think we need to like, bruh, you can wake up today and reverse your car and go. And nobody's asking you, where are you going? Except now your keeper. Mm? But that one is a different one. Yeah? But you can go. You wanted it. You got it. And when we have it, we misuse it. Oh, I can't wait to get that handbag. Now you have the handbag. The handbag is chilling on the floor. Why? Isn't it something that we wanted? Yeah. In all honesty, I never in a million years thought, right, that I would be a radio personality. I never thought about it ever. I thought of going to do radio studies with Namibia Film School. I thought of it because I was working there. I was the one. I was a showstopper. Whatever. And then it fell into my lap. And all I had to do was be myself. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm still here. I'm grateful for the fact that my heart is full. I'm grateful for the fact that, oh my goodness, I am known as Maitri Akagoko Eagle FM. Hello. Hi. Can we just get a cup, please? Can we get a cup? Can we get our flowers while we are here? I am grateful for the fact that I walk into places and I'm known. I'm grateful for fan mail. Guys, I receive letters. If you guys don't receive letters,
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called mobile.
Spend less and get more with Budget Beaters at WB. Get a 2-liter Rietfontein juice for only $36.99. 5 kg nice rice for just $87.99. 4 kg Kadila chicken portions for $189.99. And 2 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for only $57.99. See more month-end specials at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
A solution that might set you free, it's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
listen to Eagle FM in Lodrides at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu kondado ya inawa. Nune udo otukupitira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi finawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if...
I'm grateful for those that have paved the way. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so grateful. I'm grateful for everything. I am grateful. I am grateful. My dear, I'm grateful for this vintage dress that I am wearing. Hey, I am grateful for my natural hair that I have grown out myself. I am grateful for the aloe veras. I am grateful for the clean air that we are breathing. I'm grateful for no war. I am grateful for shops that I can walk into. I am grateful for Kapana. I am grateful for newspapers. I am grateful for the Villager newspaper that you can get also if you just SMS 081-200-4144. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm grateful that they are such privileges. I am grateful that people have worked so hard to make things like a little easier for us. Like, woo. I am grateful that I was born after independence, guys. Wow, 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 wow. You can call us soon on our sema. I don't care. I am grateful. I am grateful for the life that I'm living. I'm grateful because I never in a million years pictured it. I wanted it. I hoped for it. I yearned for it. And now that it's here, I'm taking all of it. And I am grateful for my audience. I'm grateful for the phone buzzing. I'm grateful that this person is irritated. Why are you not picking up the phone? Hey, why? Why? Just pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Hello?
Okay.
I am grateful for Tata Tonato.
The only people who understand others.
Yeah.
With so much confidence that you can call anytime and call back.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, what I'm telling you, what you said there, you said your mom would be against certain things that you would say on radio because, I mean,
come on. Nobody's in the mail. And those are the very things that made me.
Where I play with the dominoes, it's at an area where it's on the other side of the road. And us who come on the other side, from the other side of the road, according to now the location of the Kashibin now.
Yeah.
And we are like a special breed, I don't know.
Like a hybrid. I'm charging a collusion and I'm going to petrol. Yeah.
But the house is on the other side of the road where there's no electricity. But not like that. It's not that the location now. The road is passing through. But our house is on the other side. Our business is on the other side. It is the other village. And I told them, these are the people who I grew up with.
That's my clique.
So those are the things that I'm saying here the whole time. Like a purity. Don't go how you exist with other people. If there's somebody who's bad with you, I know you many years. Have I ever been bad to you?
No.
Zero.
Yeah.
So, but there could be people that would just want to look at the girl child and say, this one.
Kalila.
My good that's what I'm saying. That's how grateful one should be.
Yeah.
How grateful, I probably went beyond as I was born.
You understand rhetoric language.
Yeah.
And they earn 466.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I only got two, one. Zero. Really, you tell me that I need to take an FK for the property. Yes, you know. With so much confidence. Not just protected us. You call that soldier who come here. Of a Russian there to question. Second soldier actually. I was entrusted with the key for the church. I think confirmed I became number 4, I see. Well, I'm not always the number 1 guy. I'm going to be Andres.
Yeah.
I don't memorize.
I just know.
I appreciate God like that because until now I pray. Even today I pray. Today I prayed for. That's why I'm sleeping on God.
What's that?
Yeah.
What dango for?
Chicken.
Quick kitty. Life is nice, Tadeti.
And you know,
yeah.
Reminder from last night's program when I was listening. You know, Tadeti Matara is now late. I was listening. Some people probably were not listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I was listening on my radio. Yeah. And then there was that opinion to say, no, you should do not say prayer when you pray. Just say, no, I want Sonata, I want the dress. Ask deeply, knowing consciously exactly that it is possible.
Yes.
But don't ask just because you are asking. But it's at the Karunga giving water and you're asking for Tombo.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. And if it's Tombo you're asking for, be direct. Come on.
I'm
get your Gatokere, bro. On the how Gatokere Ngura. Grapple 4, thanks. Put in your order. Knocking the door shall be opened.
Yeah, so those are the things that you're saying at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You should just correctly put it. We have to be grateful. I'm one of those guys who are unemployed. Don't know when.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
You're not suffering.
I'm suffering. But
not like that.
I'm not charging my phone on the.
Oh, battery, you're in a full.
No, it's a jam.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have a great jam.
Yeah. We should say thank you for what we have.
We should be thankful for that.
We should. Thank you, Tata T. I want to wrap up. Bye. Shapne, I'm grateful for you, please.
You're
welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I am grateful. I am fully grateful. Once upon a time, I used to be reading through newspapers. Reading through newspapers, looking for a job. And then the thing that would beat me is experience. You're like, 3 years experience in the field. You're like, I know experience and the, I used to be part of the youth that, I know experience and the other penny name if I'm looking for the job for the first. Oh, shiri, the frustration. I used to look for the, for, at this experience thing, ne? And be like, okay, I can't apply for this one. Okay, I can't apply for this one. Okay, I can't apply for this one. Until I just, you know, started blinking and I was like,
And then I started finding jobs where me, my life, and my experiences are enough. Like literally. Like, just go there with you. That's it. That's the experience we need. We need this. This, whatever this is that is happening here. Hella funny, hella nice, informative, and like, has her life in, you know, like, yeah. That is the experience that was needed. And here I am. I am grateful. I'm speaking of gratitude because many of us are sitting in such bad conditions according to ourselves, according to the statistics, according to the country, according to our parents, according to accordings. We are sitting in bad positions. But if we look at it, Oka Bashu Hatoti is not enough. 4 years ago, you didn't have it. Now, when are you going to be grateful for it? The house that you're sitting in right now, 4 years ago, you didn't have it. 2 years ago, you didn't have it. But here you are now. The radio that you're listening to me on, 3 years ago, you didn't have it, but now you have it. The phone that you are listening to me on, that is still working proper. It didn't break. It didn't do nothing. You are still here. You didn't have it. And now you have it. So are we grateful for the things that we have? Are we grateful for the Vaseline that we are having, please? Eh? Oh my God, you go JDR. When you come out of okay, your hero, no matter where it is, my dear. Because we can all complain about things that are not the way that they are supposed to be. The things that we don't have. The things that we wish we would have. The things that is our birthright to have. We can all complain about that day in, day out. But are we grateful for the things that we do have? Are we grateful for the fact that we are coming from bathrooms? Ne? The fact that it exists is good. Because it didn't exist at some point. We're coming from bathrooms and we can put on Vaseline on our bodies so that we are not ashy. Are we grateful for that? Are we grateful for the fact that we have plaques? Yeah, utapa. Because we don't look at these things. Are we grateful for utapa? Mbutuna kompadi. Please. Are we grateful for the fact that if somebody calls us today to go anywhere, we have something presentable that we can put on our clothes, on our bodies? Are we grateful? 2 years ago, all you wanted was a suit so that even if somebody is getting married, you can wear it. Even if somebody dies, you can wear it. And then one day you got it. But that suit of yours, ne, you don't even look at it. You don't even cherish your things. You don't take care of your things. Now your things just become old. You didn't even wait enough. You are telling yourself every day that I'm going to wear my suit. I'm going to wear my suit when the occasion comes, when the occasion comes. But is living not an occasion on its own? Is you being alive not an occasion on its own? So if you're looking for an occasion to wear your suit, bruh, why don't you just go to church on Sunday? Nobody's going to judge you for wearing your suit. Brur, eche. Find an occasion, my friend. Because we are out here taking for granted everything that we wanted a long time ago, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, a year ago. We were praying for it. I just want a loving man that is consistent, that is willing to change, that is willing to put in the work and the effort for me, somebody that is willing to settle down, somebody that is faithful, somebody that is all for me. Right? Then you find the person and the first thing you do is discard them. Why? Yes, there are flaws. And some flaws are bigger than others. Some flaws are so, so bad, right? But we don't look at the other good things that are also there in the mix. Who's that? Why? Can we also just look at those? Maybe it will make us happier. Because the conversation is we are looking for things that make us happy. And rule number one is the attitude of gratitude. I believe that that is at the top of the list because where we are today is not where we were a year ago. Even mentally. Do you remember that there was a time in your life that you could not laugh? Nothing was funny. And now here you are, carrying jokes in the middle of the night. What's that? Eh? I was listening to Matriarch like it's your cousin. Do you remember where your phone would go, ne? For even 2 weeks. No call comes in, no call goes out. No text comes in, not unless it's those texts of win whatever, eh? Or the credit, eh? And now, you can call Eagle FM and have a whole conversation with a whole somebody that is attentively listening to you because you matter. In a universe where you thought you would not matter, you matter. Did you know that once upon a time, you just wanted to hear somebody say that you matter? And now somebody says you matter all the time like it's a ringtone. Whoa, you matter. You matter. You matter. Good evening.
I wanted just...
What's that? Namcol, say what?
I wanted just to withdraw one statement, David.
No.
You know that there are guys like myself. Yes. I don't like it.
Away.
I don't care really about what you do in life.
Yeah.
What you own, whatever. Eh?
Yeah.
As much as you are a happy woman.
Yeah.
You don't. I've only met that type of personality once in my life.
Which personality is that one, Tadati?
A happy woman, eh?
Mm-hmm. We're not happy every day. How? Please.
The black woman is always happy.
The one that's always happy.
The one who went wrong.
The one who went where?
Who went wrong, eh?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Kids, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted kids, and then I met the mother of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then yes. I had to confess and I told her, I met.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we can continue. I met somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, it's fine. And I said, no, it's not right.
Yeah, life is just like that.
And that woman, I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
is the one who made you laugh about the other one that said,
I know.
Yeah,
the wealthy was, one.
The wealthy one. That would never want to even quarrel with me.
Yes.
But, you guys, Jesus, what was speaking? Okay.
We listen and we don't judge.
No, there are better people that I'm telling you. There are people that made like me.
Yeah.
Like for me, I would wake up. I would just look at you. Whether you're my girlfriend or not. Whether you're my cousin or what, when you wake up, then I'll greet you.
Yeah.
I don't even greet my parents before they wake up.
Yeah, they must wake up themselves. I don't like being disturbed while I'm sleeping.
I'm telling you that I'm serious. I don't even dream about my Range Rover.
Hey, and then you just come, what up, oh, hey, in the lala, put the eel chash in the man. Oh.
So that's what I mean. You know, there are people, eh?
Mm-hmm.
As you're saying, that there are people that would do, she would never even, it always used to haunt me to say, I would even leave it present. Like, I had my own headbutt, right?
Mm-hmm.
My own headbutt. And then, I would say, this is my mommy. And she likes to take out, like, one of these things that, when Nando's was dead by Clay Windows, you know?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, and I see me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it always be a patient of Nando's health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would fail to come on time, you go to another PR, and then she would say, Ebba! Ah, that's the other is. When I would go to order lemon, liver, food, and I'm like, let me use this cabana voice in this one. Yeah, so, what am I saying to her? Nah, nothing was in the middle of the house. I was just trying to keep your water. There's no passion.
Yeah.
Well, I just say it. And then you tell me, baby, we didn't touch that enough. I don't want to be there today. And then you just end up with that and I'm saying, yeah. Well, I'm so crazy.
And your gratitude is that you have met such people in your lives. Good night, Tati Tonata. All right. That's the point of gratitude, that you know people like that in your life. Bye. Ciao, ciao. All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, gratitude is, the attitude of gratitude is very important. It is very important for us to acknowledge the fact that, hey, you never knew how to read, and now you can read. You never knew how to write, and now you can write. Yeah, but you don't look at these things like achievements. It's like everybody does it. Hey, do you remember the way you were sweating to write those alphabets, and now you just write them seamlessly. Yeah, and you don't even, we don't look at these things. We don't look at how far we have come as people. We don't look at the sleepless nights there in doctor school. We don't look at the sleepless nights there in teacher school. We don't look at the sleepless nights there, Kimuna, Kohambo. We don't look at how many ongobe we had to kanda to make onjupa full so that we can hika omahini. Never. We don't. We don't look at how many omathagathaga we had to pick up in order for our environment to be clean. We don't. We don't visualize. We are not grateful. Eh, kucha, one day we used to look at omathagathaga and say, kucha, me also. Nangai. And now you are a pilot. We don't look at those things. We don't look at the fact that, now that's your mode of transportation and you are not even grateful for that. Do you know that some people up until you came along, they could not even dream of a Mercedes, and that's your mode of transport. That's like your other car. Do you know that somewhere, somehow, somebody is envious, not even envious. Somebody just wishes to just see clearly. And you read the newspaper without glasses every day. You go into your computer without glasses. Nothing, no assistance. Just you and your eyes. Just boiling out of control. And you didn't even grow up in a place where you eat carrots. Some of us are eating carrots like it's a regime, my dear. We're eating carrots because we are told that carrots help with eyesight. Because we wear glasses. And you just have to wake up and your eyes are sharp. Guys. Do you remember the time that you were in hospital and then all you wanted was to be better? And then now that you're better, you have new things to complain about, but you're not saying thank you for your good health. Do you know that you were so reckless when you were younger? You were sleeping with everything under the sun and you came out of that era without anything. But you're not grateful for that. Do you know that you have friends that have died weirdly? And you just missed their death by going home. You just missed their death by taking another turn. You just missed everything by not being in the vicinity. And you're not grateful for that. Those are not things that we look at. Why? Why are we not looking at it? Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to be grateful. Because when we practice the attitude of gratitude, right, then there is a bounce in our voices, man. There's a bounce in our voices. There's a tone with us. You can even hear kucha umetriak the whole night for 3 hours. Neo that smiler. Why? I'm smiling because I'm exactly where I wanted to be. I'm here, guys. I'm here on my 3-hour shift. I'm here on my show. I'm here on my creation. I'm here with my audience. I'm here with my people. I have touched lives that I never thought I could ever touch in a million years. People that have come to me and considered me to be their sister, their mother, their friend, their personal person. If I could be written on papers of next of kin, I would be written. Do you know how I know this? I know this because I receive fan mail from prison. Kujayo, me matriarch. I'm listening to you and I got 12 years. Eh? And you changed my life. And tonight I want to say you changed my life also. The attitude of gratitude. We must be grateful for the things that we wanted for such a long time and now they are here. You pray every day, I want a baby, I want a baby, I want a baby. And then the baby comes. I know it's tiresome sometimes. I know it's not always roses. But can we just say, oh, thank you. I'm grateful. Like you? Can we say like, for this Vaseline that I'm putting on my lips today, I'm grateful that I do not have cracked lips. I'm grateful that I am capable of listening to my matriarch tonight and feeling better. Can we have the attitude of gratitude in everything that we do? Because for you, for me, it wasn't easy getting to this place. Can we acknowledge the fact that we pushed? Can we acknowledge the fact that we were not born like this and we grew into this? Can we acknowledge the fact that there are things that we have turned away from that were going to kill us? Can we acknowledge our sobrieties and our disciplines that we have now grew into? Can we acknowledge that, okay, our bodies are not the way that they used to be, but this comes with age. Thank God we are aging. Wasala. Can we acknowledge that? Hey! First of all, we are complaining about the frequency and now the frequency is here. Wasala. I was not listening to Eagle FM for a long time because the frequency was doing things and now the frequency is here. Eh? Showstopper. Can we be grateful for the fact that we wake up every day? We breathe. We have two nostrils. I know it seems like it's such a menial thing. It seems like it's such a nothing, right? That everybody has. No, not everybody has. So, hi. Do you know what your hands look like without your body? You don't spend time taking care of your hands, even though they are working for that money. You don't spend time looking at that face, even though it is the face that clients see. You don't spend time just washing the body so that nayo te pepere rangani. Because you wanted that body. Yeah, you even went to the gym for that body. You went on a diet for that body. I know it's not where you want it to be or whatever, but hello, can we say hi to the fact that these 2 kgs that went off? Hi, hello. I am proud of you. I want us to step into our confidence. I want us to say hello to the degree that Ndina is getting next year. Do you guys remember where we started with Ndina and then we got the results, which are next year is graduation? She's going to wear it and she's going to wear it with pride. Can we say thank you for all the tears that we have cried? To finish that proposal, to finish the assignment, to finish that paperwork. It's for the guys on the ground doing the stories and the articles and the deadlines so that we can have the Villager newspaper Vakwetu. Can we say thank you? Can we say thank you that we live in real time? Me, I'm thankful. I'm thankful every day in my life. I'm like, whoa. Tazaka unga whether akona tango, whether akona tango or staffa, your Eagle FM or colleagues, whether akona tango may their ideas be as brilliant as they are. Phenomenal dream team, Hosa. May our boss, may our employer live long and prosper. Yeah, may he keep pushing our radio. Can Can our country people be a little happier? What's that? We are praying. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we are here, guys. I'm sending shout outs to Bola and the Dream Team listening to me, from Correctional. I'm grateful for the fact that I know people that choose to listen to what I have to say and better their lives. Because I would never come here and mislead you. Never. And do you know why? It's because of experience. I'm grateful for the dark places that I've been in my life. Because if I had not been in those dark places, then I would have nothing to say here. I'm grateful for the trials and the tribulations and the obstacles. Because right now when I look back at them, I don't look back at them with regret. I don't look back at them with bitterness. I don't look at them as obstacles, as trials and tribulations. I look at them as training. Because that was the experience that I needed for the job that I'm doing. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I am in a position to shape young minds. I am grateful that I am in a position to sit with elder minds. I am grateful that I am in a position to sit with my peers. I am grateful that we can sit and we can talk. I am grateful that many of you have shared your secrets with me. I am grateful for me having a platform to share my secrets. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every ounce of joy that comes with everything that we are putting in the morning. I'm grateful for checks. Our technician. I'm grateful for Dwight. I'm grateful for Helmut. I'm grateful for Tate Mike. I'm grateful for Justicia. Woo! Our vibrant journalists. Hey, I am grateful. I'm grateful for the Dollies. I'm grateful for Nkwanyoka. I'm grateful for Tate Franz. I'm grateful. Like, I shout out upon shout out. I'm grateful for Andrew. My dear. I'm grateful for Hileni. I am grateful. I am grateful that I'm put in a family like this. I'm grateful for Eagle FM. And I know that I am not the only one. I know. Do you know how I know? It's because every single day I am reminded that I am on the right team. I'm on track. I am exactly where I need to be as a matriarch. So was I. So ladies and gentlemen, I know I took up a lot of time, but you know, we're in happy spirits. We're in happy spirits. So, au revoir, ciao, ciao, nashi, cheke. I'm bidding you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. Stay tuned. Ondimukhore. Don't let nobody come and tell you, that's just a chick from radio that's telling you that she loves you. No, it is true. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here. I'm here on sick days. I'm here on happy days. I'm here on sad days. Okay? I come here and then we cry. That shows that I love you. So, from me and my book, bye!